Time for a message in the bottle. Brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joins us as always. Hello, sir.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there?
Oh, top of the world. How about you?
Oh, it's been sort of a weekend in the Meehan household, and you're hearing me re-enter my house because I totally forgot what time it was and was out looking for my son, who I'm hoping is not getting into trouble right now, but probably is. But no matter, I'm ready for you, and Carrie and everybody out there in Radio Land.
All right, have you found your son yet? I mean, do we need to let you go track him down?
I was about a quarter of the way to where I thought he might be, and then the phone rang, and it was Carrie. So I said, you know what? I'm going to let my son face Darwinism and come back and talk to everybody else.
Wow.
That's where I'm at, Rich.
I like your priorities. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, you're far more attentive to my needs than anybody I'm actually related to, I think.
Wow.
When I ask you to put on a song like Eat the Rich, which I asked for literally before I realized I'm asking for a song that says Eat the Host. Anyway, but I'm going to remind everybody that, of course, I'm thinking about eating because this is the month that we talk about cooking with some of our favorite alcoholic beverages. And because of circumstances beyond my control, which is a part of the reason that I am so flustered today, I did not get Carrie and Rich a tasty goodie to accompany this segment of the downtown message in the bottle.
But hang up the phone, Carrie. Hang up the phone.
We'll do better next time. Listen.
I kid.
And I ruminated on this, right? Last week I talked about what I gave you, and then, you know, Dennis Price, and we had our thing, and then Dennis Price ended up winning that whole, I mean, it was a round of like 64 or something, but he beat me. He won. And I thought I kind of had to fix him. I mean, and apparently I didn't. So I don't know what it means. I mean, do I bring you food? Do I not bring you food? What sort of passive-aggressive relationship are we having here?
You can't just buy us. I mean...
Oh, yes, he can.
That's not true, Carrie.
For yourself.
We've been together for years now. Our whole relationship is based on buying you. Otherwise, what good am I?
I beg you to buy us.
I'm telling you. Once COVID is done, I will buy the heck out of you guys again.
All right.
Aren't we looking forward to that, by the way? And my weekly admonition to anybody who's questioning, well, gee, there's some weird things going on with it. Still get the vaccine.
Yes.
Well, please,
yes.
God, get the vaccine.
Okay. Yes.
So moving on. Cooking. So we talked, we moved beer forward last week, and we did the beer bread. So I'm going to kind of go back to wine this week. And this is an important segment for a lot of people who come into my shop and any other shops with recipes clipped from their mom, or at this point, I mean, somebody posted a meme the other day about how we're now as far from the 80s as we were in the 80s from the 40s, which is disconcerting. But basically, you know, you're going to come in with these old clipped-out recipes, your Betty Crocker recipes, your Julia Child recipes, and they're all going to call for certain wines and certain things, and you're going to need to sort of sometimes take a step back. And so this is a part of the downtown message in the bottle where I do a little history lesson. As many of you know, though it is getting, as I sort of just mentioned, further and further marching into history, there were a time when our fighting boys were overseas, and our fighting women were supporting them, but the newsreels talked less about that, I suppose. But World War One, and especially World War II, we were occupying and or removing Axis occupation of vineyard lands that are amongst the most prized in all the world. Of course, we were the Germans in France were they were in Bordeaux, they were in Burgundy, they were in Champagne, they were in the Loire and Bouvray and Montreuil. They took basically all the good places and left the Vichy, kind of everything else. But they did leave them a lot of the Mediterranean coast, didn't they? But of course, also Italy. I mean, a lot of those famous vineyard lands, that was part of the Axis powers. And of course, Germany, Austria, so many of the great vineyard lands were eventually taken by Allied forces, which included a lot of, you know, our fighting boys. And so when they came back, they had these places in mind. And of course, in those places, if you've read your history, there was a lot of celebrations. There was a lot of popping of bottles and joyful kissing and my God. And so these guys came back with names in their heads like Sauternes and Chablis and Burgundy. And there weren't really laws to protect those names, so a lot of entrepreneurs seized upon them. So if anybody has listened to old radio programs, as I used to as a kid, you might have heard things like Petri Wine, California Sauternes, perfect sweet wine. Well, Sauternes is a Bordeaux sweet wine that is made with a process that is such that you have to charge a certain amount of money for it. Whereas a lot of the things that were being turned out were just easy table wines that had some sugar in them. They had no relation whatsoever to the land, to the grapes, nothing like this. To this day, you can still buy jugs of hardy Burgundy, right? And it's not from Burgundy. It doesn't contain Pinot Noir at all, which is the only, with an asterisk, legal grape in Burgundy, red grape. But there were these names, and it was almost like coming back and having a local automaker say, buy a main Mercedes. And that's what started appearing in these recipes is, oh, you need to throw some Sauternes in this. Well, Sauternes at 36 bottles for a 36 bucks for a half bottle sounds like a lot less appealing thing to throw a bottle of into than something that probably cost as much as, you know, $10 would on the shelf these days. So it's important to know that if you go into a wine merchant with your favorite wine recipe and they say, well, you're making beef bourguignon and your wife told you to get a bottle of Burgundy for this, and I tell you, let's get a bottle from near Burgundy that costs $12 and then buy this bottle of proper Burgundy that you guys can split open and drink. That's for a reason, because we don't want you to feel shortchanged and or we don't want you to feel gouged, because if you wander in and you're like, so my wife wants me to buy a $36 bottle of wine that she's going to poach pears in? No, not exactly. That's what the recipe says, but it has to be translated almost like Middle English, right? Like, things are different. So yes, do cook with wines and do embrace it. And the old mantra always sticks, right? Cook with something you would drink with. Like, don't,
right,
when I'm recommending a $12 bottle to you, it's not a $12 bottle that I have solely for cooking. It's a $12 bottle that I have because I think it's a really good bottle of wine for $12. But there are certain bottles of wine that simply cost more that are the names, right? And those are, as I mentioned in the history lesson, the names that our armies, navies, et cetera, came back in country as these are the ennobilizing things that I can do for my family. This is something I brought back from Europe. And no surprise, people took advantage of it. So let us help you not break the bank and do that. I'm sure I'm running out of time, so I did want to mention Destination Downtown Bangor is on pause for this month, but we are gearing up to start again in May.
Yes.
We have a couple of folks that we are going to hit early on, the new bakeries in town, which is very, very exciting in time for Mother's Day. And then so we'll be talking a lot about outdoor dining and other new businesses that have sort of opened since everybody was kind of cognizant of things happening. And then we've got coming up in May, we've got the Perrin Château de Beaucastel Focus. So do be on the lookout for that, folks. And I'm sure I'm out of time. Yes?
You are indeed.
All right. Well, then I'll join you next week, and we will talk about cooking with cider.
Oh, I look forward to that. Good luck finding your son. Have a wonderful week.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll see you Tuesday. I like that effort there. It's Eric, me and Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the bottle.